Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And again, thank you to our friends at MTP Software and The Social Scene, Frank Sincotta, the CEO, for hosting us in their new offices. We love being here. We love the conference room you've given us, and you've built us a studio. Great job. And we're looking forward to being here for many years and continuing to push our messages, our entrepreneurial messages out to the world. My co-host today, Peter Myerson from the law firm Cohn, Rasnick, Myerson & Plout.
Jeff, great to be here. It's always fun.
Always fun. And Peter and I, we've already done a story on shareholder transition. I think we're going to do a few more in the series. I could think of a lot.
It was more on exit strategies for entrepreneurs, which is interesting.
I was a little broader transition, I called it.
A little broader. And we talked about, you know, virtual offices for attorneys.
And you can find that on YouTube after Chris puts it up. You'll do a great job. Our next guest is Christopher, or Chris, I don't know what you prefer.
Chris is fine.
Chris Gaffney, a photographer, great business cards. I assume that's your dog on the back of the card?
It is my dog, yes.
Sweet.
It is a great business card.
Sweet, sweet face.
I have sweet dogs.
Not yours, the dog. So, Chris, tell us about the photography business, what you do.
Well, the type of photography that I specialize in is lifestyle portraiture. So, in essence, I like to take candid pictures of families enjoying each other's company. And in order to do that, I need time to do that. One thing that I'm not into is posing subjects. Even if they want to be posed, it's not my style. So, I like to be that fly on the wall. But flies on the wall need time in order to let candid moments just rise to the surface. So if I'm on a lifestyle shoot, it might take 2.5 or 3 hours. And the first half hour or so it's almost like a get to know you session. It's where I develop rapport with people and let tensions settle down. You know, you probably know that if you're photographing or filming somebody, especially children, because that's what I specialize in, taking photographs of kids and
their families. So people come to you and they want sort of candid shots of their kids in interesting poses.
Well, and they're not poses. They're shots of their families enjoying each other's company, but in a natural way. So the first half hour or so, you know, kids are either, especially kids, they're either camera aware or they're camera shy. So if they're camera aware during that first half hour or so, they're all, and my daughter was famous for this, because I have two daughters, 24 and 22 now, they're both grown. Sarah always used
you
to
think
flash
they're,
me.
You think they're grown.
Yeah, I think they're grown.
The Sarah bigger the kid, the bigger the problem.
Yeah, right. And I think of myself as a big kid. So
a big and Peter's a big kid, believe
I'm still
me.
Still a big kid, yeah.
And Chris is a big little kid.
We have quite the sampling here.
Yes.
So what happens is the kids that are, or the people that are camera aware, may love the camera. And they're always flashing you a smile. And they're always looking for where you are. And then on the opposite side, there are people that are camera shy and they just want to avoid their picture being taken.
So you need to get rid of this first half hour or so. Is there a favorite place you like to take people?
My favorite place to take pictures of people is wherever they feel comfortable. Some people have a certain park that they like to frequent. Some people go to a playground. I can go on a field trip. Go to the zoo, go to a ball game.
So you're trying to get people comfortable, I get it. But does anybody ever say to you, where would you like us to go? And then what do?
Yeah, well, they do say that. I try to avoid that. And the reason why I try to avoid that is that I want to take photographs in an environment that is familiar to them and that they feel comfortable at. As far as what I do once I get there, if children are involved, what I like to do is to ask the parents to engage in activities with the kids. So the pictures aren't posed, but they're kind of prompting family members to do what they do best, which is really just enjoy themselves.
So hopefully the dad's not yelling at the kid. And...
I think what you're saying is that you're capturing the character of the family, not just a picture of the family. You're capturing the love of the family, the unique style that makes that family a family, and you're trying to translate that into the picture. And I, you know, as soon as you brought that up, I thought, wow, this is wonderful. This is what I would want. Isn't this what every parent would want in taking family pictures, that a photographer would capture the character, the uniqueness, the brand of the family?
You know, oddly enough, that's not the case all the time, and that's not a good client for me. So I'm a lifestyle photographer, so it seems to be a really popular type of photography now. Hmm. And I've looked at other photographers, lifestyle photographer websites, and I see pictures of, for example, a kid in the middle of a field sitting on a rocking chair dressed in his Sunday best.
No.
That to me is not a candid lifestyle.
It's not a posed picture.
And I'm not good at that.
Same thing with a family just sitting dressed up on the rocks at Rockport. It just doesn't happen that way.
No, it doesn't, and nobody's fighting or anything. But in response to what you brought up, as far as people just being themselves and maybe not in such a good way, some of the best pictures that I've had are pictures that don't really exemplify that perfect family. I had a lifestyle shoot on Nantucket a couple of years ago, and it's a great family. And this girl showed up to the beach in her ballerina outfit, and the best picture out of probably the 40 that I netted out of all the pictures that I edited was a picture of her and her parents on the beach, and she was throwing up sand, something that her parents did not want her to do, and it was getting in her parents' eyes. But that shot is just about a kid being a kid. And it's those moments that I want to capture, because it's those moments, you know, when you look at any kind of family album or wedding album, all the really important, meaningful pictures are candid shots.
You know, we can hear your passion, and it comes through very clearly.
And I agree with your expression of your art.
Yeah, but so there are a lot of people out there doing what you do. How do you distinguish, and how do you advertise?
Well, I think I advertise really by word of mouth.
Okay.
But where I think I distinguish myself from other photographers, do you remember the commercial for Kellogg's Corn Flakes? And the slogan was, "Try them again for the first time." Well, when I heard that, I saw that commercial a couple of years ago, and it really resonated with me, because when you're growing a family, there are certain firsts that you notice. You know, when they first walk and they first talk, and those are the obvious ones. But everything that makes your child unique, all their mannerisms collectively represent their personality. And you notice it as just a wonderful thing when you first see it. But after 10 or 15 years, it kind of blends into the background. And all these wonderful traits that you noticed when you first saw them, you really don't see them anymore. Because they just get diluted. And I think like a kid. And I see these moments when other people may take them for granted now. So when I put together a portfolio, and a mom would look at these pictures, and she'd say, "You've captured the essence of so-and-so." And it's because I've kind of resurrected those firsts. You know, they're trying them again for the first time.
So you're really not sticking them in a studio with a blue screen behind them. That's really what you're saying.
No, I don't.
It's just not that way. And, you know, I fortunately ran a camera store when I was in university, and I've punished people since then with my camera knowledge, which is limited. And I have rooms in my house that are filled with some pictures that I've taken.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I call it my Africa room. But, you know, animals don't know you're taking their picture. They're acting natural.
That's a good point.
And, you know, people... they don't know how to act natural in front of a camera. And you're basically saying you have to replicate that state to really capture the kind of pictures that you want to have.
Right.
It's beautiful. And I'd like to talk to you about that. Even for my family, I'm very interested. I'm interested in talking to you about the Radio Entrepreneurs family. Mm-hmm. because we have so many reporters, and maybe what we could do to maybe display some of your stuff. You know, sometimes you go into restaurants now and they have pictures up from artists and they say, this is for sale, yeah, and this is for sale. Maybe we can do something with Radio Entrepreneurs where we can help each other and be, you know, display some of your work.
Yeah, that'd be fabulous.
But if someone wants to find you, mm-hmm, without us, which is even better, how would they find you?
Well, I have a website. It's ChristopherJGaffney.com. And they can get on that site to get a flavor of my style, because I think I have a unique style. And
I'm going to look.
Yeah. And good. I think it's a good representation of my work. And if you like it, please get in contact with me. And if you don't, you know, I'm not the photographer for you.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Maybe give us your phone number on the show and your email, how people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, it's chris@christopherjgaffney.com. And my phone number is 508-314-8991.
Great.
Thanks for being on the show today. My name is Jeffrey Davis. That's Peter Myerson. We're going to be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.